Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A strong majority of farmers and farm workers say the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted their mental health, and more than half say they are personally experiencing more mental health challenges than they were a year ago, according to a new AFBF poll. The survey of rural adults and farmers and farm workers explores how the pandemic has affected their mental health personally and in their communities, as well as how attitudes and experiences around mental health have changed in rural and farm communities since AFBF conducted its first rural mental health survey in 2019. The American Farm Bureau Federation is launching a new effort to address food insecurity while celebrating the strength of the U.S. food supply and commitment of America's farmers and ranchers to keep it strong. The hashtag Still Farming campaign, which began on social media, is now expanding to a merchandise line that will benefit food banks and agricultural education. Building on its popularity and recognizing the dramatic increase in hunger in America brought on by the pandemic, AFBF created hashtag Still Farming to feed America t-shirts and committed to donating all profits. Half will be donated to Feeding America, the country's largest hunger relief organization, and half of the profits will go to the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The t-shirts are being sold through AFBF's online shop at fb.org/stillfarming and will be available through June. As the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic brought economic hardship to rural communities and food banks struggled to keep up with increased demand, state and county farm bureaus donated millions of dollars and pounds of food to help those in need of assistance. Through its network of state and county farm bureaus across the country, Farm Bureau responded to the call, giving $5.4 million and 1.4 million pounds of food to local food banks, food pantries, and pandemic relief programs. The winner of the 2021 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year Award is Bindi, an Australian Shepherd owned by New York Farm Bureau member Sonia Galley. AFBF, with support from Nestle Purina Pet Care, recognized Bindi, 4 regional runners-up, and a People's Choice pup at the American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention. Bindi and Galley received $5,000 in prize money, a trophy plate, a year's supply of dog food, and other Purina products. 4 regional runners-up in the contest will each also receive $1,000 in prize money, a trophy plate, and Purina products. They are Rain, owned by Illinois Farm Bureau member Julie Wills from the Midwest region, Sawyer, owned by Massachusetts Farm Bureau member Elizabeth Smith from the Northeast region, Mike, owned by Montana Farm Bureau member Tim Fettis from the Western region, and Ajax, owned by Texas Farm Bureau member Alexis Ender from the Southern region. Runner-up Sawyer was also named People's Choice Pup in a social media contest with online voting as part of the overall competition. Sawyer won bragging rights, a year's supply of dog food, and other Purina products. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture presented its 14th Book of the Year Award to Viola Butler for Tales of the Dairy Godmother, Chuck's Ice Cream Wish. In this dairy tale, a young boy named Chuck wishes for all the ice cream he can eat, prompting his dairy godmother to show up to grant his wish with a dairy farm, where he gets a firsthand look at all the hard work and care that goes into producing his favorite treat. Harvest is the winner of the 7th Annual Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, becoming the 2021 Farm Bureau Entrepreneur of the Year. The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, announced the winner at AFBF's virtual annual convention. Walla Walla, Washington-based Harvest software platform helps farmers successfully hire, train, and communicate with employees. The company received a total of $50,000 in prize money to help grow the business. The Harvest team is led by Riley Club, a Washington Farm Bureau member. Agro Impresas Black Belt of Coamo, Puerto Rico, won the People's Choice Award, which is decided by public vote, and received a total of $20,000. Luis Raimundo Burez Martinez, a Puerto Rico Farm Bureau member, is team lead for the company, which standardizes methods and processes for hydroponic crop production. Winners of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Achievement Award, Discussion Meet, and Excellence in Agriculture competitions were announced Wednesday at the American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention. Caleb and Leanne Ragland of Kentucky won the Achievement Award. Marquis Ricks of Idaho won the Discussion Meet. Jackie Munt of Kansas won the Excellence in Agriculture Award. The winners receive a new Ford truck, courtesy of Ford. In addition, they will receive paid registration to the AFBF Fusion Conference, which will be held virtually in March, also courtesy of Ford. USDA's January World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report provided a much-anticipated update to U.S. corn and soybean production for the 2020-21 marketing year. The most recent WASDE report shows a decrease in corn beginning stocks, plus lower corn and soybean yields, resulting in lower supplies of the two crops. Along with the supply adjustment for corn on the demand side, ethanol use and corn exports were lowered. For soybean demand, crushing and exports were slightly increased. The reduced corn and soybean ending stocks helped boost price expectations in an already optimistic bull market, with corn futures trading up $4.91 per bushel at market open and soybean futures up $13.72 per bushel at market open. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering a $1,500, a $1,000, and $7,500 scholarships for the upcoming 2021-22 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 26th. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.